So we are here in the ninth midah of the Yud Gimel Midos. The Sashler bin Tzulis Yom Kol Chatoisom, which literally means, of course, that the Rebbeinu Shloilam takes the Averis of a Yid, the Sashler bin Tzulis Yom, and he throws it into the depths of the sea. Kosh Baruch Hu throws into the depths of the sea Kol Chatoisom, all their Averis. As we see here in the Talmud Devarim, Mamish, a novel pshat, a fascinating pshat, a totally new idea in this phrase, V'sashler bin Tzulis Yom Kol Chatoisom. And as he begins basically to say, he says that Zu Midah Toiva LaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this in fact, this V'sashler bin Tzulis Yom Kol Chatoisom, this phrase, is a Midah Toiva, is a very special Midah Toiva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself. Sha'arei Yisrael Chotu, the fact is when Bnei Yisrael have sinned, so Mosrom Biyad Paroi. So we find, of course, that the Eden were placed into the hands of Paroi, as we see in this week's parasha, the Shoveh B'Tshuva. And ultimately, the Eden, they did Tshuva. And therefore, the question is, Lomo Yanish Paroi. And the question is, if so, why should he punish Paroi? Or for that matter, V'chein Sancheirev, V'chein Homon V'doimeyem, or Homon and others like them. In other words, the question is, why are the Rishei Yisrael chayev punishment if in fact HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed the Eden under their rishus to be allowed to be persecuted as a result of the chatoim, as a result of the averis? So why in fact is Paroi punished? Why is Sancheirev punished? Why is Haman HaRosha, why is he punished? In fact, this is an old kasha which is raised in Rishonim, the Rambam himself in Hilchos Tshuva and the Ravid. As a matter of fact, one of the terutzim, the term of the very himself, will say mamish at the end, and that is that, although let us take the Gzeir of Mitzrayim, which was already right predicted and foreseen by the Brisbane Absorim Vavodu Vinu Oysom Abba Meyashono, so Avraham Avinu was already told about Golus Mitzrayim. However, as the Rishonim point out, as again, Ayin Barambam Hilchos Tshuva, that the Gzeira was Vavodim Vinu Oysom. However, we find that the Mitzrayim, as a matter of fact, punished them more severely and more harshly than they actually deserved. That's one of the terutzim. So in any case, Talmud Dvar has also another mahalach in this whole idea. And this will be connected to V'sashler bin Tzulis Yom Kol Chatoisom. Let us just notice again the opening words as he says. The question is based upon the fact that Yidden were not thrown into Mitzrayim for nothing. It's not like Paroi just can attack. But the idea is that Yisrael Chotu, that it was because Yidden were Chote, therefore Mosrom Biyad Paroi. Now I just want to establish this fact, this Metzius, what he is saying. That the whole idea of Golus Mitzrayim, although it was predicted, but nevertheless there is a series of events that makes it happen. And you have to take a look in the Medrash Tanchuma, for example, where it says there in Shemois Hay, it says, very interesting, that Omar HaNovi, listen to Lashon of the Medrash, that Omar HaNovi, the Novi says in Hosea, Bogodu bi, Hashem is saying, Bogodu, that they were Boigit, that they rebelled in me, Kibonim Zorim Yolodu, that they begot alien children, and therefore it says, Ato Yoichlam Chodesh. Therefore they will be devoured, as it were, in the month of Av, in the Chodesh of Av. What does it mean? What did they do? Say Chazal, Shehoyim Oilidin V'loim Alin. They gave birth to children, but they did not circumcise them. L'lamedcho, Keshemeis Yosef, Heferu Brismila. Omru, the Yidden said, Niyakim Mitzrayim. Let us be like the rest of Mitzrayim. Ki Mishiro Akein, when Kodesh Baruch Hu saw that, Hefer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esho Ahava Shoye Oyev Oysom. Because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed and he annulled the Ahava, the relationship that he had with Klal Yisrael Shenema in Tehillim Kufay. Hofach Libom, Lisnoy Amoy. And Memele, when the Pesuk says further, as a result, Atot says, Yoichloim Chodesh, Chodesh is also Loshon Chodosh, which means Ksiv, by Yokom Melech Chodosh, V'chidish Aleim Gzeirois Koshes. So according to this opinion, at least in the Medrash Tanchuma, that one of the Chatoim was that they were made for Bris Mila. So here again, when the Talmud Dvar, of course, tells us, Sha'arei Yisrael Chotu Mosom Biyad Paroi, is a Mefurish in Chazal, that they were made for Bris Mila, and as a result, As a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed heart, Hofach Libam Lisnayamoy, and Vayoko Melechodosh. But it doesn't stop there. If you take a look, in fact, by the Brisbane Apsorim itself, take a look there by Embracious Tevov Yud Gimel, says the Sparno, let me quote you a few Lashonis. A few words of the Sparno. The Sparno says, Shekol's man, as a matter of fact, the Sparno says, Avraham Avinu was made aware of this right from the beginning to understand what Vavodim Vinois and what Gzeres Mitzrayim is all about. And the Sparno says, Shekol's man she'echot ben Ashvotim Kayim, as we know, Lehischel HaShibut. That Kol's man, that any of the Shvotim was still alive, the Shibut, the servitude of Mitzrayim did not yet begin. Now look what he says. Avol Korah, he says, it happened kasher hevu es darkom, when they corrupted their ways. Shibut Mitzrayim, in fact, happened kasher hevu es darkom, k'mo sheheid hanovi, says the Sparno. As the Novi says, beyomroi, when the Novi says, and he uses the following lotion, the Novi says, vayam rubi, that the Yidden rebelled against me, and he would not listen to me. Ish es shikutzai eneyem lo yishlichu, that the Yidden did not throw away anything detestable that their eyes saw. They should have cast it away, but they did not throw away the shikutzai eneyem, the things that should be detestable to the eye. They did not throw it away, as the Pasuk says. And in addition, gilule mitzrayim lo yozovu, says the Novi. Chesko Novi says, Gilulei Mitzrayim lo yozovu, that did not forsake the idols of Mitzrayim. Ve'oimar, and therefore the Rebbein Shalom says, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Lishpoi chamosi aleihem, lechalos api behem betoich eretz Mitzrayim. And therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will pour my fury, as it were, upon them. So this is exactly, again, to what the Talmud Devar here is alluding to. That in fact, that calls man that it was the fact is that the Yidden were chayte, and therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu was moisten than biat paroi. So therefore the question is, again, that's why the Talmud Devar raises the question. According to that opinion, that Yidden were even either avodah zarah, as the Novi Yecheskel says, or shikutzei neyim, right? All of these ideas, avodah zarah shel emunah, there's avodah zarah shel znus, that's where the Malbim touches it. Because the Pasuk talks about the two types. And the Malbim says there's avodah zarah shel znus, and there's avodah zarah says shel emunah, which is the usual idea of avodah zarah. Be as it may, we find that Yidden were chayte b'day paroi. And the question is why, oy bazoi, the Talmud Devar raises, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately punishes paroi? L'chayre, it was coming to them. It was coming to them. This was the gzeira that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gezer, that they in fact should be cast and put into this situation. So continues now the Talmud Devar, and he says as follows. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnachem b'lvad loimer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, is not, so to speak, merely content by saying, you know what, shavu b'tshuva. So ultimately, finally, the Yidden did tshuva, in all of the cases, whether in the case of Homon, whether in the case of Senchel, Yidden did tshuva, im kein. So it's enough, lo yil ha moid ro. Because Baruch Hu could have said, you know what, once they do tshuva, so now we'll deliver them from the ro. We'll take them out from the bad that befalls them from now on. Im kein yistalik Homon maleim, oi paro yisancheret. So it's enough, so no further evil will befall them. Zeh lo yaspik, says the Talmud Devar, that is not enough. Kodesh Baruch Hu does not say, you know, they did tshuva, all right, let's remove the tzaris, let's remove the punishment. He goes beyond that. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Ele Yoshuv Omol Homan al Roshoi. But in fact, Kodesh Baruch Hu will take all of the tzaris. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that all of the wickedness of a Homan al Roshoi, or Paroi, Vechein Paroi, Vechein Sancheriv, it will go back and it will return onto his own head. Which means that ultimately, that all of the Rishoyim that, in fact, wielded their power in order to bring out Tzoris and the evil upon Klal Yisrael, even though Mitzad Echad, at the time, they seemed to deserve it because of Chet, but Mitzad Hasheni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will revert all of those Tzoris back on their heads. But the question is why? That's basically what the Talmud Devar is raising that question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not say, again, that was the Shavu Yisrael b'tshuva, they did tshuva. So it's enough merely to remove the evil, to remove the wickedness. But rather, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, this is not enough. But I'm going to punish those who in fact inflicted punishment upon the Eden. And so on, he goes further. Now, why is that so? So basically, he analyzes the whole idea between Chet and Oynish, the relationship of how it works, also the role of the Soton, as it were, how he's involved in the life of the Yid, regarding the consequences of one's actions when one is chayte. And he therefore says the following. He says, "Va'atam lanhogizu." He says, to understand the reason for this conduct that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the fact, when Yidin do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not merely satisfied with that, but he will take all of the persecutions and revert it back to the head of those oppressors themselves. The answer and the reason for that is, who beside, basically it lies, if we understand the meaning or the essence of what we find on Yom Kippur. We find the Pasuk tells us in the Avod of Yom Kippur, V'noso ha-soyer olov eskol avinoisom el eretz gzeira. We know that at the time, of course, there's a mitzvah kaim on Yom Kippur that we had shnei seirim, there were basically two goats. Echad Hashem v'echad lazozer. One goat was an actual korban, which was soyer Hashem, which was sacrificed as a korban on the mizbeach, as one would do with any korban. And then they had the second goat, the Soil Azazel, which basically was pushed down a rugged mountain. And the Lashon of the Pasuk again says that regarding this activity, regarding this action of pushing the Soil down the mountain, the result of that would be that Venoso HaSoil Olov, that the Soil, in fact, that the goat, right, will carry upon himself, as Kol HaBenoisom, all of the sins, right, all of the sins of Bnei Yisrael, El Eretz Gezeira, someplace to a desolate land. That's what's going to take place. Uperushoi, says the Torah Devarim, what the meaning is, Shasoir Noisei Avoinois Mamish. And the meaning is that this goat will actually, truly, it will bear Hitainis, he carries the Avoinis. It means he will carry the punishment of the Averis. The punishment that would have been due for Yidin who did Averis, who have done Averis, but now the Soyer will carry Avoinois Mamish. What he means is, as we'll see, he will actually carry the punishment of the Averis. And he wants to explain, V'zeh Koshemoit. Now how do you explain that? V'chi Yisrael Chotu V'asoyer Noise. On the one hand, we find the Bnei Yisrael were sinned. So why is it that the Soyer, that the goat, on the other hand, should be the one to bear the Avera? Why should that happen? Right? So v'chi Yisrael chotu v'asor noise, elo hamido hikach. Says the Torah Devar, the explanation of the conduct, of how this works, he says is, ho'odon mizvade. The way it works is, a person, first of all, he says vidui on Yom Kippur. Ho'odon mizvade, a person says vidui, being that basically he confesses. You know what the idea of confession is? Confession means you're confessing your sins and means that you're ready to take the consequences of the Avera. You want to change the situation. And whatever it's going to take to remove the Avera, you are ready for it. Because when you are admitting, it means you are admitting and confessing to the Avera, so you have to be ready to receive what's waiting for you, if in fact you did that Avera. So Vidui is not just saying, you know, I did it, I did this and I did that. But by admitting it, it means that you are ready now to accept that which should be coming as a result of the Avera. So again, a person basically, he says vidui, the kavanosoi bevidui lekabel olav tahara. He's ready to receive as a result of the vidui that Kadosh Baruch Hu should cleanse his averis, kinyan shomadovit, in the same way that we find over the Melech saying takin tehillim, capital nun aleph. He says herev kapseni mavoin, herev some lashon rab harbe. So the Melech says, cleanse me a lot. Cleanse me a lot, as much as possible. Mavoini. That's the idea. The idea of vidui is to be able to achieve a tahara, to achieve a purity. V'cheinu amarnu b'tfilin, and so too we say in tfilin, mechoik v'rachamecho rabim. We say to the Rabbi Shalom, mechoik means wipe away, wash away, cleanse away my sins, my averis. V'rachamecho rabim, with your great rachmonis, with great compassion. What does it mean? Now look what he says. It means that Enoi Mispalel Elo Shiyu Yisurim Kalim Shalayya Ben Bittel Torah. He said to Rabbi Shalom, if I deserve Cholila to be punished, at least let it be a type of punishment that will not stand in the way from continuing to serve you. As the Gemara Taki says many times, the Gemara says in Brochus, the difference between Yisurim Shalahava, Legaba Yisurim Shalonshim, Yisurim Shalahava are Yisurim Shaim Ben Bittel Torah. Because Yisurim, that cause Bittul Torah, that as a result of the Yisurim, a person is confined to a bed in the Kop Abatim Nation. He's not able to daven, he's not able to learn. That kind of Yisurim is not Yisurim Shalahava. But in any case, what the term Devarim says, if in fact we deserve Yisurim, let it be a series of Yisurim Kalim, Yisurim that basically that we are able to take in the form of light punishment, Shalahia Ben Bittul Torah. That should not cause any Bittul Torah, should not stand in the way and interfere with one's studying of learning. Or any other area of Avodas Hashem. B'zeh Shoimrim, and therefore that's what we say. We say, Avaloy al yedei Yisurim v'choyloim roim. What does it mean? I mean, literally translated, it means, we say to the Baruch Shalom, but not, we should bear the brunt of severe suffering. In other words, but a little bit of suffering, yes, because you know that if you did an Avera, then there should be some sort of series of suffering. But what we say, it should not be severe. What do you mean shouldn't be severe? What's the definition of severe versus non-severe? Severe means that it's going to stand and interfere with one's Torah, with one's Avodas Hashem. That's why we're saying it should be Yisurim Kalim. They should not be severe. They should be light punishment. Shalahia ben bitl Torah. Avaloy al yidei Yisurim v'choloyim roim. Should not be in the way of very serious and severe sicknesses and pain. which would result in bitl Torah and so on. The kachu mechavin, and this in fact is also the kavona, the intention. Omer, when the person says, we say it in the slichas and so on, the other tefillas, va'atot tzadik al koha bo'oleinu. You know what it means? We say to the Rebbein Shalom, you are righteous no matter what happens. It means even the punishment. Va'atot tzadik al koha bo'oleinu. Whatever happens in my life, I know that you are righteous. There's a reason for it. It's not b'derech mikrit. It's not by accident. It's not by chance. In other words, he says, Mamish hu mekabel yisurim b'seiv upon him. Yofos, why? He's chaper. He's mekabel the yisurim. He's mekabel the yisurim willingly upon himself in order to achieve kaporet, to achieve atonement. Mipnei sheyesh avoinos, because we know that there's some averis, she yisurim amarkim. It's either that it's yisurim which do the cleansing, or sometimes such serious averis, or misa amarkim, so chas v'shalom could even be misa. Talk upon him. We have here the person who is mizvada on his chait. We have a person who is mizvada on his chait, and therefore he asked the Rebbein Shalom, you know what? If there's Yisurim coming to me, there should be Yisurim Kalim, there should be light Yisurim, that achieve both. On the one hand, they should be able to achieve Kapara, and on the other hand, they should also be able to cleanse, be able to cleanse me from my Averis. And in that way, he's going to become clean from his Averis, and he receives Tahara. So now he goes further regarding the Sawyer that he started out with. The role of the Sawyer that is being sent away on Yom Kippur. So he says further, V'chein hi hamidah. And therefore this now becomes the middah, this now becomes the conduct. Miyad sheze mizvade bitfilosoi. As soon as a person says vidui, when a person says vidui, it means that results that a Kodesh Baruch Hu sends some sort of a gzeira of, let's hope, light punishment to cleanse him of his avera. Herev kapseini mavoini. Dovda melech. Mechoik brach mecho rabim. So as soon as a person is mizvadabit filosoi, so that as a result, the Kodesh Baruch Hu sees he really wants tahara, so now the tahara process already was set in motion, the button is being pushed, that a certain series of yisurim, which his avera would demand, is being nigzar min ha-shamayim, uperishu bezoyar, and the zoyar explains beparshas pekudei, shehu chelik samach mem alef lamit. Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, of course, that is the name of the Soton. It's the name of the Soton. In other words, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that Averis is the Chelik of the Soton. What that means, the term Devarim will also explain. But the Zohar HaKadosh says, sins, as it were, Averis are the Chelik of the Soton. The Zohar says, Shuhu Chelik, Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. It's not what the Chidah says, based upon the Gemara. He says this in the Sefer Pesach HaNaim and Sechta Bavikamet, that Chazal instituted, starting from Ezra, the Gemara says, that it should be Kriyas HaTorah, shouldn't have Gimel Yom and Beloi Torah, so we read Sheni V'Chamishi, and then we read Shabbos also. So the Chidah tells us that in Sefer Pesach HaNaim, the fact is, that the Gemara says in Mefurish, that Barosi Yetzohara, Barosi Le'Torah Tavlet, that Kriyas HaTorah says the Creator Yetzohara, and the only antidote, the only way to be able to battle and confront the Yetzer Hara is with Torah. So if you have 3 days going without Torah, The Yetzirah has 3 days, has a chazakah, has no opponent, has nothing to fight him. So the Yetzirah establishes himself as a chazakah in your body. Because 3 days without Torah, which is 3 days, there was nothing to fight off the Yetzirah. The only thing to fight off the Yetzirah is Torah. So if there's no Torah for 3 days, 3 days is the chazakah. Mashal also alludes to that. So there that becomes a Yetzirah has a chazakah within you. He has a chazakah to basically to take root within the person. 3 times creates a chazakah. Now, says the Chidor, there are all kinds of Yetziraharas, but it doesn't make a difference what kind of your particular brand of Yetzirah is. The only solution to your brand, to anybody's brand, is Torah. So he says like this. The Satan, of course, the Yetzirah, is Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. That's the Vigamatria Tzoma. Hoy Kol Tzoma. No matter what type of Yetzirah you have. What's the Yetzirah? L'chula Mayim. In Mayim L'Torah. That's the only Yetzirah. So Hoy Kol Tzoma L'chula Mayim. Tzoma Vigamatria Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. The name of the Satan. Whatever your Satan is. Different people have different Satans. Some have all of them. So Hoy Kol Tzoma L'chula Mayim. But no matter what your degree, what dose of Satan you have, what dose of Yetzirah you might have, the Yetz is L'chul HaMayim in Mayim HaLatayr. Akoponim, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the Averis, Avoinis is Chelik of the Satan. He says Ke'ein HaSoir. In other words, as is portrayed by the Soir, by the goat that was sent La'azozel. Meaning Shakadosh Baruch Hu Goyzer Olov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Goyzer Yisurim on the Chayte. It starts like this. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Goyzer Yisurim on the Chayte. So now, Umiyad Mizdam in Shom, Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. The Samach Mem right away, so to speak, as it were, it appears there. So the Samach Mem appears there. He says, so the person Taka who sins, and he comes, and he collects his Chayv, as we'll soon see what that means. V'hoylech v'goy v'chayvoy. It means the Samach Mem goes, and he collects his due, which means the Samach Mem is involved. Samach Mem is involved in bringing out these Yisurim, bringing about these Yisurim. A person's Chayte, so now there's a Gzeirah Min HaShemayim of a series of Yisurim. Who is involved in carrying out those Yisurim and bringing these Yisurim about is the Samach Mem. That's what it means. Hoylech v'goy v'chayvoy. V'harei noise ha-soyer. And the soyer, who is the Satan, which is represented by the Satan. V'harei noise ha-soyer ho-avoy noise. So eventually, what it means is, so the soyer carries, the soyer basically carries the Averis, meaning, what does it mean? What does it mean he carries the Averis? You know what it means he carries the Averis? Shakadosh Baruch Hu noisen lo ligvois chayvon. That means Shakadosh Baruch Hu allows the Satan to be the one to bring about the Yisurim. That's what it means that the Satan, the soyer, carries the Avoinis. Carrying the Avoinis means that he is the one who is going to take care of cleansing the Averis of that person by imposing the Yisurim. Because in order again to be cleansed from the Averis, sometimes Yisurim is needed. And therefore the Satan comes to collect his Chayiv, meaning this is his job. His job would be to impose and to see to it that these Yisurim come about. That's what it means, Shakadosh Baruch Hu noisen ligvois chayvon, to collect his due. As a result, the Yisurim metaharim. But the end, the hine hakoil yis galgal al smoil. By the end, everything will revert on the head of the Satan himself. Which means everything will come back. Everything will come back. So in other words, the same idea that the kasha that we started out to ask. Again, he's just bringing a riot to that. Didn't explain the essence of the philosophy. But this idea that all of the yonshim, although they might be deserved, and therefore they are carried out by various shluchim, by the end of the day, they will revert back to those who have imposed them. And the primary example of that is the case of the Satan. Because the meaning of the Noso HaSoyer Olof, when the Torah talks about the Satan, it means that the Satan, he is the one. He is the one who basically is the Shliach, who carries the Averis, it means who carries the Achrayis. He is the one basically who brings about. He is the one who brings about the Yonshim. And being that he's the one that brings about the Yonshim, so the end is HaKol Yizgalgal Al Samoil. The end is that everything will be Mizgalgal upon the Samach Mem. Let me give you just a little illustration to how to understand this a little bit better, what's taking place. And we can understand it from emotional and everyday life. We'll understand it a little bit clearer and give us this understanding. A person starts out again. A person's mizvada, he says, vidua and his avera. So a person's mizvada, he starts out by being mizvada and his avera because he needs a kapora. He wants a kapora. As a result, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is geyser yisurim. Who is the one? Who is the one who brings out these Yisurim, brings about these Yisurim? It's the Samach Mem, by the way, because the Samach Mem was the one who was machti him. Let's remember that also. Samach Mem, he's already involved with this person. His introduction here is not right now. This is just a hemshech of his avoida. The Samach Mem, the Satan, is the one who basically was machti the person, caused them to sin. And now finally when the person did sin, and he says, Vidu, he wants a kapora for his averus. Takari Baruch is Geyser Yisurim. Comes now the Satan, right, and finishes the job. I was the one who caused him to be chayte. Okay, now he wants to repent. He needs Yisurim. I'll be the one who bring out these Yisurim. And this is what it means. With these Yisurim, he collects his due, so to speak. That chayv lemaise, right, that chayv, as we'll see later on, will fall back on the Samach Mem himself. Give you a common example. Let's take in everyday life, you have Levi. If a person called Levi, so he borrows money. Levi borrows money from Yehuda. He borrows money. So now Levi owes money to his creditor. So comes the creditor, and he wants to collect the money. So the creditor says, you know what? I have no time to collect my chayv from Levi. So he gives reshus, let's call someone Gavriel. So the Malva says, you know what, says Gavriel, you know, I give her a reshus to collect the chayv from Levi. Levi owes me the money, but you know what, I give her a reshus, you can go and collect it. So, comes out like this. Levi was the one who borrowed the money. And who did he pay it to? He pays it to Gavriel. So now, Gavriel collected the money. But guess what? Gavriel collected the money, but now he's responsible. He's now standing with Mokum Levi. He has to pay back the money to the Malva. He collected it. So the same idea. The person is Chayte. He's now, right? He now is a loyve to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has a chiyuv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person who is Chayte has a chiyuv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives reshus to someone else to collect the chayv. Now instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, so to speak, punishing the person, he gives reshus to the Samach Mem to collect the chayv, to do the payment. So now this shliach, now he's the bimkoim. He now owes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He now owes the chayv back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he carries the debt. Now the Samach Mem carries the debt b'mokim the other person. And this is the Sawyer, who is, by the way, the Sari Shalesov. This is the Sotan. The Sawyer, the Sari Shalesov, who is the Sotan. Let me just tell you something interesting of how the Sotan works. If you take a look in the Kliyokor, in Breishis Lamed Beis Chof Hei, and he says the following Lashon of the Kliyokor. Achar Sheiskimu, he says, Roiv HaMeforshim, Shamalach Zeh, the Malach, basically who encountered with Yaakov Avinu, he says that this is who Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, that's the Samach Mem Sari Shalesov, V'nikris Samoel. Why is he called Samoel? Many different Perushim. What is the Kliyokor's opinion? Why is the Sotan called Samoel? Says, you know why? Al Shem, ki kol chefzoi v'yishoi, because his tactics and his strategy, l'samei eino hodom, to blind him. Samoel from Lashon Suma, to blind the person. The success of the Yetzer Hara in his mission is only to the extent that he's successful in blinding the person, giving him the illusion that he's enticing and seducing him, that's good for him. The more that he's able to blind the person to believe that, he's successful. The less, he's less successful. So therefore, says here the Kliyokor, his Samach Mem is called Samach Mem because Kol Chefzav Yishoy, that is what he's up to. And to plague him with blindness. He says, Me'ein HaSeichel. There's two kinds of blindness. There's physical blindness, and then there is mental blindness. He says it's a mental block, we say, right? Mental blindness. Called Einei HaSeichel. We know that. It's a very, very common term in all the Svarim. Called Einei HaSeichel. The Samach Mem tries to blind the Einei HaSeichel. The mental eyes. Your mental vision. Your clarity. That's what he tries to do. That's why he's called Samach Mem. Ad Asher, to the point, Lo Yuchal Horoya Lirois B'marois Ha'emes. Until that the person will not be able to see the truth, the Leroy's Pnei Hashem, and to actually be able to recognize, to see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you'll not be able to see that. He says, Ki hu Satan hu Malach Hamovis hu Yetzer Hara. And you have to recognize the tremendous power that he has to blind the person from seeing reality. We can't even relate to it today, but in the times of the Nevi'im, Avodah Zarah, worshipping idols, was a very, very popular thing. Today we think ourselves as being very, very civilized. We don't do it. What do you think? There were stupid people then. The people were a lot of the smart people. There was a lot of chachamim, great philosophers, and people were nichshol. People nichshol Avodah Zarah. And the answer is, the Gemara says very clearly, that Menashe, of course, the son of Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda, who was an Oyved Avodah Zarah at first, and the Gemara tells us that Ravashi, the great Amora Ravashi, condemned him. He says, I don't understand. How can a person worship idol? So in a dream, the Gemara says, Menashe comes to Ravashi in a dream. This is Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Beis. And you know what Menashe says? He says, Ilamola Hayisa, if you would have been Boisa Ador, if you would be living in my day, you would have picked up the ends of your beged, because you'd be running so quickly, you couldn't wait to reach the Avodah Zarah. So in order not to dirty your beged, because you're running through the marshes or whatever it might be, you know, crossing rivers and puddles and ponds, you'd be picking up your jacket to be Avodah Zarah. Why? It's not because they weren't smart, because at that time there was a Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. There was a Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. And the koich of a Yetzer Hara and a Satan is to blind you. Blind you means that you think that it makes sense. You think what you see makes sense. That is the koich of a Yetzer Hara. The koich of a Yetzer Hara was to be metashtesh, to confuse the Enei HaSeichel, that even though it makes no sense to us, how can you worship an idol? But the Satan was able to make sense of it. He was able to make sense of it. Why? It is justified. Why there shouldn't be a reason in order to do that? Because that gufa, that is the essence of the Yetzer Hara, is called Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. His idea is to make a person blind from the Enei HaSeichel. And he was Matliach. What happened? Why is it not happening today? Because the Gemara says, Chazal were Mevatel the Yetzer Hara V'Dizor. In other words, Chazal took away that power from him. Chazal took away that power, so now there's other Yetzer Haras. There's a substitute Yetzer Haras. We think that these make sense. Some, you know, in the generations to come, they'll look upon fact that today's Yetzer Haras, say, they don't make sense. There's only going to be new Yetzer Haras. 21st century Yetzer Haras, 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Every century has its own new invention, new Yetzer Haras, which old generation, right, never knew of them. And the new generation looks upon the old, they say, that's Yetzer Haras, that's nothing. This is a Yetzer Haras. Huge Yetzer Haras. New brands of Yetzer Haras. Different shapes, sizes, and forms. This is the koich of the Satan. Chazal were mevatel. So therefore, being that avadah, based upon leaving your seichel on its normal understanding, Avodah Zarah would not make sense. But if you have a Yetzer Hara that is seducing you and enticing you to Avodah Zarah, it's going to make sense. You know why? Because he's Samach Mem. He blinds you. He blinds the Einah Seichel to make you think it makes sense. And so too is by the other things that we think it makes sense. Makes sense? And yet, what about all of these habits of Tava Soil Mazeh that are so destructive in life? So obviously they don't make sense. But there's Bishas when you do them, or Bishas when you want to do them, you think that this is something that you should be doing or you ought to be doing. In any case, that is the idea of the Samach Mem. So, Okoponim, so this is what the Ramak so far has told us. So the idea again is, so we have a Midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ma'anish, that he punishes all those who have imposed punishment on Yidden. And what is the Shayrish of that? The Shayrish is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu collects, the Sawyer collects the Chayiv, and now he becomes Chayiv. The Sawyer collects the Chayiv, meaning the Sawyer, the Sotom. He's the one who carried out the punishment. So now he becomes Chayiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he becomes now Chayiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now he's going to explain why, in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself further in this way. And he continues. Continues now the Ramak. Bahatam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gozer aloy lomoy. We find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in fact, that he was geyser. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed upon the world, Shekol mi sheyasekein is battle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a gzeir, as we'll see, that anyone who brings suffering on Bnei Yisrael, the end result is he becomes battle. That's how it can take 10 years, it'll take 20 years, it'll take 30 years, but the end is become battle. That's how we've seen throughout the ages. See, mighty, mighty empires, no matter how mighty they were, don't exist anymore. Don't exist. The cloud, this is part of the gzeira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gezer aloy lomoy, shekol mi sheyaseh keim, means that anybody who basically imposes, inflicts punishment, the end result is he's battle. They become battle, become nullified. Vezeh hatam, that also explains, we know this halacha, we know it says, vez habehem taharoigu. We know the din is, if a yid commits sodomy with an animal, and technically speaking, it's not the animal's fault, But ultimately, the Torah says not only the person who has done it, right, is chayif, but also says v'sabheimet haroigu. Why? Because the behemah was a vehicle causing punishment on the person. V'chein ho'even shel mitzvahs haniskolim. Also, the rocks that are used to carry out the mitzvah of skila, to stone a person, those rocks are no longer around. Those locks have to be removed. They have to be buried. V'hasayev shel mitzvahs hanerogin. And also says the tool. And similarly, taka, the tool or the sword that is used to carry out, right, the sentence of those who die by the sword. Te'unin kivuro levatl mitzuyusam. They have to ultimately, that they have to be buried, quite simply, levatl mitzuyusam vekoicham achashigmardinam. Once the judgment is carried out, they have to be removed. So again, we see again another example of sorts of that which causes punishment, that which causes tsar, that which causes pain for Yidden. It's removed. It's removed from this world. It has to be buried. The Evan has to be buried. And even though, by the way, it was Al-Pidin. It was Al-Pidin. The side was supposed to be used. But the fact is, a tool that causes tsar and pain is removed. To unin kvura, to be mevatel that metzias. And again, so coming back to the situation, that therefore, also all of the umis oilam that have imposed all types of unshin on Yidden, so the end result is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will revert the punishment back to them. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geyser in any case. We see Sai by the behemoth. And we see Sai by the case when someone is chayv mises bezin to the Sayyaf. So the halacha is that it has to be removed. Now, here comes there's a few lines here in the Talmud Devarim, which is involved with intricate little small details, which you have to have a little bit of background, Pochet, in this Inyan of Tanakh. He's very bekitzer over here, but it's very, very fascinating, and this is how he leads up to explain his point and give us the details of what we're driving at. And he starts as follows, and he says, V'harei bozeh mamish soid hatzelem shel Nebuchadnezzar. He tells us that this in fact becomes the, when we talk about the statue, when we talk about the statue at the time of Nebuchadnezzar, which is in Daniel days, and we have to understand what we're going to be talking about here, the next few lines. So I'm going to give you a little bit of background. If you open up the Daniel, you find in Daniel, we have the following episode. Nebuchadnezzar dreams a dream. Nebuchadnezzar, basically, he dreams a dream and forgot what he saw in his dream. He forgot his dream. Happens many times. You wake up in the morning, you know you dreamt, but you don't know what you dreamt. You don't remember. So Nebuchadnezzar calls together all the Chachmei HaMedina. He calls together all the wise men, the Chartumim and the Mechashvim, all the Kishivmachers, all of the wisest people. Kazdim. From all over. And he says to them, I ask two things of you. Number one, tell me, you're the wisest men of men, tell me what I dreamt, and not only that, and tell me what the pisrin is, the interpretation of the dream. So that's two things from them. It's enough to ask a pisrin? No. He said they should also tell him what he dreamt. Now, he made a cheshbon. He's not going to tell them that he forgot the dream. Because if you tell them they forgot the dream, then they're going to make up something. This is what you dreamt. So he's not going to reveal to them that he forgot the dream. But rather, he's going to make them think that he remembers the dream. And so now, Mistama, they're not going to open their mouths because they believe that he knows, because they're going to make something up, you know, they'll have their head. So nobody's going to speak unless they know what they're talking about. He never told them that he forgot the dream. And Amela, therefore, he simply said, I want you to tell me what I dreamt and what is the picture, what is the interpretation of the dream. All of the attempts that they try to convince him that it's not shaykh. How can we know what you dreamt? If you tell us the dream, no. There's chokhmah in pisrin. There's chokhmah in knowing how to interpret a dream. You try to explain it. Don't say to it being wise. You can be the wisest. How can I know what you dreamt? Didn't help. He says, very simply, he says, this is what I ask from you. That you tell me what I dreamt and give me the pisrin. Of course, you weren't able to do it. Nebuchadnezzar gets angry on all the chokhmah abedina and was geyser to destroy mamish all of them. He's going to destroy them. This is kind of a ruthless person that he was. He asked the impossible, and if you couldn't come up with it, he destroyed them. In the meantime, Daniel Vachaveirov, Daniel was not one of those who was actually invited to the Beis HaMelech at the time. So Lamaisa, he decided, and the actor should give him some time in order that he should be able to come up with the dream. So of course, Daniel has a vision. That's where you know where everything comes from. So Daniel has a vision, and they were megalahim in a shemayim what the nevuah, or the dream, of Nebuchadnezzar was, and not only the dream, but also the pisrin, the meaning of that dream. And this is the way that Daniel explains, and he depicts and he describes to Nebuchadnezzar, he says, in front of Nebuchadnezzar, when he comes to him, he describes to him, and he says to him, this is what you dreamt. And he says to him, you are the king, he says to him. He says to him, you are the king. He says, while you are lying on your bed, he said, you wanted to know. You should know, as a matter of fact, who is going to be king after you. That's what you wanted to know. In other words, many times a king always thinks in his mind, who's going to succeed me? Who's going to succeed me? He was the most powerful person in the world. So now, once he's gone, who's going to take my place? So Daniel's telling him, that's what happened. When you lie down, he says, you wanted to know. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who revealed to me all the secrets, basically told me who are going to be your successors. Who are going to succeed you when you're gone? And he said like this, you and Nebuchadnezzar in your dream, you saw a statue. You in your dream, you saw a statue. And the statue was B'dmus Odom Godel. It was a giant of a person. You saw the statue, you saw the appearance of a physical person. And it was Mareu Noira. It was an awesome sight of an Odom Godel in your dream. And he says to him the following, Roshoi Zohov, the head of that statue, which you saw in your dream, was a head of gold, Zohov Toir, Zroyois of Kesev, the arms were made out of silver, Ubitnoi V'Yachoisov, and his stomach and his thighs were made out of brass or copper, and Shoikov, and his legs were barzel, and also of Raglov Cheris. In other words, when you're dealing with the legs, there he said, part of it was a combination. The feet part, part of it was barzel, was metal, and part of it was cheris. And what is this supposed to mean? What is it supposed to mean, this vision? And he continues on, he says, but then when you saw that statue, all of a sudden, you see in your dream, that there's a rock, a heavy rock, that dislodged itself from a mountain, hewn out by itself, not b'day Odom. Automatically by itself, you see that this rock is coming, and it falls. It falls right to the foot of the statue, and basically it crushes the feet of the statue. That's what you see in your dream. So there's a rock coming from somewhere by itself, and it's crushing the feet of the statue. And when it's crushing the feet of the statue, all of a sudden everything crumbles. And as a result, the head of gold and the copper and all the other material, the other halakim of the statue, they all basically turn to dust. They crumble together and they turn to dust. In a manner that a simple wind can come and just blow it away. That's what you saw in your dream. What happened to the stone? The stone that actually caused the damage, that stone somehow inflated, became larger and larger and larger, and turned into a large mountain. From a little stone became a large mountain. That is the dream. Says Daniel. And what does it mean? And what is the pisrin? What is the pisrin of the dream? And you'll soon see in the Talmud Devarim, once we have this understanding, you'll see it'll go very smoothly, the words of the Talmud Devarim. He says, the head of gold, he says, that is the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar. That's you. That's the head of gold. That's the head of gold. You know why? Gold, which is the most expensive material, you, Nebuchadnezzar, you are the most powerful. You are the most powerful. What he was predicting him is the Dalit Golias, the four Golias, and the four different exiles that you're not going to have to find themselves. You know, there's Golas Bovel, there's Modai, Poras, there's Yovan, right? We have Golas Edoim, and so on, the various Golas that you will have to undergo. The statue, the various Chalokim of the statue, the various parts of the statue depicts the various exiles, right? That the Bnei Yisrael will have to undergo. So the Rosh Hashanah, the head of gold, he says, that is referring to you, that's referring to the Malchus and Nebuchadnezzar. What? You know, that's basically who rules with a very strong arm, and that's why it's nimshal to the Rosh, because Rosh is the chelik achoshu. Rosh is the most important part of a person, and also it was also made out of the most expensive metal, which is Zohar. After you're gone, means after the head, will come a weaker Malchus. will come a weaker malchus. There will come a weaker malchus than the previous one, so it's no longer like the head. It'll be part of the chest, as we'll see, part of the chest and the arms. These go together. Part of the chest and the arms. And therefore, being that it'll be a weaker malchus, it will not be made out of the simen. The simen, therefore, in the dream, it's not made out of zohov, but rather it is made out of silver. And that is the malchus of Modai and Poras. The malchus, you know, in the mice of Purim, of course. That's the malchus of Modai and Poras. So that is the lower malchus, and that is the malchus that we mentioned. That's the malchus, therefore, which is out of kesef. After that will come an even weaker malchus, an even schwacher malchus. And that is representative, it says, by the stomach and by the thighs. That will be even weaker malchus than the Nebuchadnezzar and so on. That's Malchus Yovan. Malchus Yovan was considerably, relatively speaking, was a weaker, much weaker malchus than the others. And finally, he says, the fourth malchus, which is in the feet. Now, the feet, you have person has 2 feet, right, also? You have 2 feet. One is made out of barzel, one is made out of metal, we said, and one was made out of cheres, made out of shards. You know what that is? He says, that's today's golus. It's Edoim and Yishmor. Edoim. That's the Roman Golus that we are in, right from the time of the Bayis Sheni. That's Golus Edoim, and also Golus Yishmoel, the Arabs. That's what Golus Yishmoel is about. This has been predicted, you see, how many years ago. And therefore, Golus Edoim is the more choshev, and therefore that's depicted with barzel, at least metal, simple metal, but metal nonetheless. And Yishmoel is shtik cheres. Yishmoel is cheres, this is it. Yishmoel is cheres, shards, kli cheres, like earthenware. Well, that's the big difference. That's the big difference. And at the time when Mashiach comes, that's Ba'achris Hayomim, notice after all that is done, he says, then will come, he says, a rock which dislodged itself by itself, means it's coming min Hashemayim, which will destroy the feet of Edoim and Yishmoel. That's what those parts are represented of. That's Melech HaMashiach. That's referring to Melech HaMashiach. That's the rock. The rock which no human hand threw that rock, but somehow was dislodged by itself, symbolic of coming in a Shemayim, which will destroy. It will destroy the feet. And will destroy the feet. And as a result, we have Mashiach ben David, and then the rock will inflate, because the Malchus of Mashiach ben David will ultimately emerge and will blossom. It will be like a mountain. It will be the greatest Malchus, and that will be the Malchus. Fine. Now that we understand that, there's one question. There's one question here. And the idea is, as we'll see, and by the way, as we'll see, being that we said that the head, that's Nebuchadnezzar. After Nebuchadnezzar is gone, then we have the other malchus, the two hands, the arms, the chest, we said that's representative of Moda and Poras. They're not here anymore. Why was it necessary in the dream when the rock breaks the legs? That was necessary, because that means Mashiach will break the present, which is Edoim, which is one, and Yishmoel. Why is it necessary again to have the head collapse and to have the arms collapse and all become destroyed into dust? They're not here anymore. They're not here anymore anyway. So what's the significance in the dream that the rock will have an effect on that which is no longer here at all? Right? They're not here anymore. The rock is needed to destroy Edoim and Yishmoel, the two legs, because that's now viable. But why does the dream say that as a result, the head will fall and the arms will fall? They've long fallen. They're not here. They're wiped out. Why is that piece of information? How is that significant? And how is that relevant to what's happening? So here's where the Ramak addresses himself. So let's take a look further. Nimsru Yisrael. Nimsru Yisrael b'yedei Melech Bovel. Kal Yisrael, basically, were given over into the hands of Melech Bovel. That is, of course, Nebuchadnezzar. That's Roisha Didahava. That is the head of gold, as we pointed out. So that is the head of gold. Nichna hahu roisha. Then ultimately that roish, right, became nichna, became subdued. In other words, the malchus went over. There was a transition. The nimsru biyad poras, as we said. That was the other chalokim of the statue. That was the hands, as we pointed out. Shehen, as he says, chadoihi vedaroihi dikesef. That's the posuk in Daniel. Chadoihi is the chest. Vedaroihi, these are the arms, the zroya, daroy is zroya, the kesef, in other words, a silver chest and arms. That's poras. And so on, from one golus to another, right, from one malchus to another, v'chein hutchu elu mipteelu, right, one becomes removed by the other one, by the incoming, ad sheyardu Yisrael l'ragloi, until ultimately the last golus is by the feet. There's a chelik of the statue that represents the feet, and again the 2 feet. We said one is Edom and one is Yishmael. And what is the material? What is the material of the feet, of the 2 feet? As he points out, Minhoin the parzel, right? You have a chelik which is parzel, which is metal. Minhoin the chasaf. Chasaf is Belosh Narami, is referring to cheres. And a chelik is cheres. And what in fact will be the tachlis atoiv of all of that? What will be the tachlis atoiv? B'soiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'amidon. The end is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring back Sancheret. Not down here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of Sancheret. He says, V'oisim bon din. All of them basically will be put to the judgment, will stand in judgment, kedachsiv. On the one hand, Chitzai Achalebom. The Pasuk says that I will use arrows. The arrows are the umesoilim, the goyim. The goyim are the arrows. The goyim are those that punish Eden. But the Pasuk says also, Chazal say, Chitzai kolim v'Yisrael einem kolim. But the end result is, the arrows will be used up, but the Bnei Yisrael will not be annihilated. So as much as they will do impose Kintzar, that was successful in causing all types of oppression, but the end result is, that Chitzai kolim, Chitzai, these are the umesoilim, they are the arrows. They are those that cause the affliction. They are those that cause all the problems. But the end result is, they Taka will be destroyed, but he will not be destroyed. So therefore, all of those kingdoms, that they are the chitzim, they are like the arrows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoots these arrows. These are the kingdoms. These are arrows in the hands of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lamaise, the end result will be that all of those arrows, all of those Umasoyim that acted as arrows, that they will stand Ledin. And they will be destroyed, the Yisrael and him kolim. And Yisrael will not be destroyed. That is the idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will stand, will place those Malchis Ledin, and destroy all of the chitzim, all of those arrows. They will, these empires, all of them will be destroyed, and it will not be destroyed. And what does it say further? Look what it says further. In the dream. It explains what the dream said. He says, Beidayin, as he says, and Amela, he says, and then means. He says, afterwards means once the feet was crushed, as we said, once the feet were crushed by the stone, so the collapse, the statue collapses. So it says, Beidayin, at that time, Doku Kachode. At that time, he says, all of it will crush together, all of it. Which means, Nachsho Kaspa V'dahava. The chalokim that are made of brass, the chalokim that are made out of the silver, the chalokim made out of gold, as he points out. Now, well, we have to explain, what was the purpose of destroying the gold part? The silver part, those are representatives of empires that no longer exist anyway. In other words, Hinei Bas Cholaksiv, as it says right in the beginning, it says, Umechas letzalmo al ragleo, that this rock, right, that this rock in fact will smite, right, it'll smite the idol on its legs, which means ein mekol atzalem al raglayim, right? So ein mekol atzalem, the truth is at this point all that's left is only the feet, because Nebuchadnezzar, which means the head, is no longer here. Modai and Paras, which is representative of the arms, are no longer here. So at the end of the day, the only thing that's here is the legs, and that has been destroyed by the rock. So what's the Pasuk saying, that all the other chalokim, that all the other parts will also be crushed together? What does it mean? Shekvan is batal behem. So all the others, shekvan is batal koichom. The koich of all the others already is gone. V'ovru roisha v'daroi, the head is no longer here. V'daroi means, and the arms are no longer here. Umayoi, and the stomach. V'imkoza, and nevertheless, the Pasuk still says, that besoiv doku kachode, they will all be crushed together. You know what it means? It means that osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future, lahamit samoil v'hareshoim oise masov v'peloisov. These are the shluchim of the sotah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take taka the samachmem and all of the reshoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the samachmem, taka and all of the reshoim, bringing them taka all together in the end. V'yasa behem din. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do judgment with them. So we see over here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and he destroys the legs, and nevertheless, at the same time, we find also reference back to the other Malchias. And the Kavanah mentioned is, because the idea is that all of the original Rishoyim that imposed affliction and tzar upon Yidden, that the day of judgment will come for them, and they in fact will be held accountable. That's the same idea over here, even though the Malchias are no longer here. Into the Malchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring them all together in one judgment. He'll bring all of the oppressors, all the Umasoilim, all the major, major players. We'll bring them all together, and all basically will be crushed together, and they'll receive their Anshim for the fact that they were Mitzar Yidden. The same thing Paroi, the same thing Homon, the same thing Sancheriv, that even though on the one hand there was a Gzeira because Yidden were Choyte, and therefore on the one hand It had to happen. But Mitzad Hasheni, all those that were involved, right, in bringing out Tsar to Yidden, they will be punished. And he explains now further. Let's just finish up another 2-3 minutes. And Vahainu, and now he says, as I say here, he says here, a phenomenal, phenomenal pshat. Coming back, this is really the midah. Vahainu, this is now the meaning. Vesashlich, when we say, Vesashlich b'mtzules yom kol chatoisom. Again, let's remember what the simple meaning is and to see the new meaning. The simple meaning is, it goes on the chatoim of the Eden. Vesashlich b'mtzules yom kol chatoisom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will throw to the depths of the sea all the averis of the Eden. He says, that's not the pshat. We're not talking about throwing, casting away the Averis of the Eden in the sea. It means something totally different. What does it mean? It implies, Hashlich koyach adin. And you'll see soon how it fits in the words. The Pasuk is telling us, the Rebbein Shalom Taki, in fact, the Rebbein Shalom will cast the power of judgment, lahapil al yedei elu, or there's a girsa lahapil, which means, the Rebbein Shalom will throw upon them, but the Rebbein Shalom will throw upon the Rishoyim. The Rebbein Shalom will throw upon the Rishoyim Sheheim Metzulos Yam. The Talmud Devarei teaches the word Metzulos Yam. That is a description of a Rosha. The word Metzulos Yam is another word of saying a Rosha. The depth of the sea. Why? What does a Rosha have to do with Metzulos Yam? Because I'll show you why. I'll show you why. Because in fact, by Rishoyim, because there's a Pasuk in Yeshayah. When Yeshayah Novi wants to describe a Rosha, his a Rosha is so eager, you know, to do his Averis, that the Novi Yeshayah says, V'harishoyim kiyom nigrash. Says, the wicked are like the spewing sea. Gehashket lo yuchal. They can't rest. The sea can't rest. The Rishoyim alike. V'yigarshu meimov refesh v'tit. And the sea continuously, it spews mud and all the dirt and all the mire. In the same way that the sea non-stop, it's like Rashi Taki brings there. The Rashi says, even though the waves know that they are not able to go beyond the Gvul, because Baruch Hu is Geyser. Here is Yam and here is Yabosha. Sometimes when you stand in front of an ocean, it's incredible. You see the tremendous waves. And then when it comes Taki to the Gvul, it comes to the boy, it just stops. There's nothing there to prevent it really from going further. And we see sometimes when areas are flooded. But then everything goes back to its Gvul. It's an amazing thing. Kodesh Baruch Hu was geyser that the Yam goes to him. Yatsiv Gua, Kodesh Baruch Hu made Gvul to the Yam. The Yam stays over here. Doesn't go further. And yet, the waves attempt. We see the waves raises up. As if it's so, I want to go further. And then the last moment it dies down. It doesn't rest. And it doesn't give up trying. It does not give up trying. Says the Novi, this is the way the Rosh is the same way. The Rosh, the people who are involved with evil, they just can't rest. They continuously keep on doing it. In the same way that the sea doesn't rest. The sea does not rest the same way the Rishoyim don't rest. So he points out, we are referring to the Rishoyim, Elohim Ho'oisim Din Be Yisrael. We're referring to those Rishoyim. These Rishoyim Ho'oisim Din, these are the ones who brought Din, who brought punishment upon Yidin. Sheyoshif Achakach is Gevulam Bereisham. That Rabbi Shalom will return. It's Gemulam, that's what they did. Rabbi Shalom will return it back. So the Pshat is like this. Listen to what the Pshat is. Listen to the pshat. You have to know how to read this. V'sashlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu will throw b'metzulos yom on the Rishoyim who are called metzulos yom. Rishoyim are synonymous to the depths of the sea in the sense that they continue to do their actions. They don't rest like the sea, like the Pasuk says. The Pasuk compares, Yishai Novi compares them. Compare the Rishoyim kiyam nigrosh. So v'sashlich b'metzulos yom kol chatoisom means all of the punishment because of the chatoim of the Yidden will be thrown upon them. Again, v'sashlich b'metzulos yom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will throw and cast upon the Rishoyim who are called metzulos yom kol chatoisom, means the punishment of the chatoim of the Yidden. The Yidden sinned and they were the cause of punishment, so kol chatoisom, all of the chatoim of the Yidden will be thrown upon the Rishoyim, means the onshim from those chatoim will fall upon the Rishoyim. The Sashlich b'metzulos yom, Kodesh Baruch Hu will cast upon the Rishoyim all those that impose punishment on Yidden. Kol chatoisom means the chatoim of the Yidden. The punishment as a result of their chatoim. It's an incredible way of looking at a posik, as we see here from the Talmud of Vayera, as he teaches this posik. That this is how we look at the posik. So Amamela Akoponim, so this is the idea. We're just going to stop here. And Meshem, next week we're going to just continue what we learn from this, as we always see. Once we see how Kodesh Baruch Hu deals with Rishoyim, and how Kodesh Baruch Hu deals with the relationship between Mesoilim and Yidden, and how we're supposed to learn from that, how to emulate Volachta Bedrochov in a practical way in everyday life, in the same way that Kodesh Baruch Hu conducts his ways.
Thank you.